Negative energy. How do you handle it when somebody comes at you in a negative way? It's something that they say, it's something that they do that you can absolutely tell is coming from a negative place. How do you handle that? That's what we're going to be talking about today on The Introvert Experience. What's up, everybody? This is Terrence Lee, aka The Introvert Leader. Welcome to The Introvert Experience. And I just want to talk a little bit today about our energy, and specifically when we feel someone is coming at us with energy that doesn't feel right, it has a negative tone to it. What do we do in those specific situations? And I'm going to give an example of a recent conversation that I had on social media and tell a little bit about how that went as it comes to this topic. But really quick, before we get started, just want to remind each of you that The Calm Effect, my new book, is going to be coming out soon. We are actually within a few weeks now of the release of the book. I'm super excited. The website that is brand new is actually done. I just got done with the website last week, so it's been a lot of work, but I trust that it's really going to be a great platform for people to get introduced to my books and what The Calm Effect is about and all the rest of my work from the past and the future as well. So super excited about that. Be on the lookout. Listen for upcoming updates about the book, the release date, and all the things leading up to that. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and dive right into the episode. So negative energy. So I got called out, y'all. I got called out on social media a few days ago. So it's funny how things work. I've noticed, and I don't know if it's just me, you may be the same way, but you can get compliments. People can say nice things. People can say good things about you. But for some reason, that negative comment or that negative thing that somebody says, it could have been like 100 things that were said that were great, right? But it'll be that one thing that somebody says, and for some reason, you hone in on that, right? I know I do. And I don't know why that is. Maybe that is human nature in some way. I haven't done research into if there's some reason that our brains just, we naturally gravitate to negative things sometimes, or we naturally notice them when they come up. I don't know if that's just me or if that's more of a human condition. But I say all that to say, here a few days ago, I was doing like I normally do. I post on my Introvert Leader pages every day for my brand. And I was posting on Instagram, and it was some posts related to introverts being able to lead well in stressful situations or something like that was the post. And, you know, I'm looking at my comments. I'm responding to people that commented on it. And one particular guy, he made a comment, and it basically was to the effect of, "Introvert leaders, dude, what are you talking about? You sound crazy." That was the comment, right? So I'm like, okay, this sounds interesting. So I respond to him, and just simple question. I said, "Hey, so you don't think introverts can be leaders? ?" Right? And he responded and was basically like, "No, like, you don't know what you're talking about. Everyone knows that extroverts lead better than anyone else," right? Which was the perfect response for somebody like me. See, like something like that, when I hear that, that literally is the reason that I started my platform, because I know there are so many people that feel that way. And what I do with The Introvert Leader is I completely flip that thought on its head. I completely go counter to any thinking that is anti-introvert, right? Because so many people think there's something wrong with introversion and they don't even know what it means. So as soon as, you know, I read that, of course, now I type this long response, right? So it was probably two paragraphs, way too long probably for me to be typing on Instagram, but I'm very passionate about that topic, right? Hence why I do The Introvert Leader. So anyway, I don't feel harsh to the guy, but I was very direct. And I won't repeat everything that I said in the comment, but basically it was along the lines of educating him about what introversion actually means, which is nothing to do with somebody being meek or someone being timid or not able to speak up or not able to lead. it more so having to do with our energy and how we recharge versus how an extrovert recharges. So I spoke to that. And then I gave examples of some very successful introverts that are amazing leaders. So I listed about four or five names of that. And, you know, so anyway, I gave that whole response and, you know, he responded. And his response after that was, it was all right. I mean, it wasn't combative or anything like that. It was kind of like he still didn't necessarily agree with me, but he respected my opinion. And I responded to him and said, hey, that's cool. I respect your opinion as well. You are allowed to feel the way that you feel. And that was it. So why do I give this example? I give this example because when I initially read that comment, it triggered something in me. It was like, I don't even know this person. This is someone on social media. This is someone on the internet. And they made me feel a way. Like when I read that, whenever I hear somebody say that introverts can't lead or introverts are weak or antisocial or whatever all of these things are that people believe, it just does something in me. It triggers something, right? And so what do you do when you feel like you're in a situation and there's a certain kind of negative energy, or you're in a good space, but somebody says or does something that puts you in a bad space, or just there are all of these situations that can happen throughout our days and throughout our weeks, and it can really throw us off. I mean, if I was in the wrong frame of mind when I read that comment, it could have really thrown me off. Like, who does this guy think he is? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, I could have went a whole different direction, and then I could have commented in some way that really wouldn't have been productive for either him or me, right? So what do you do in those situations?
How do introverts lead in an extroverted world? A world where the loudest voices and the most social people seem to thrive. Well, there's a secret that any introvert can turn into a superpower. That secret is calmness. To learn how to transform your leadership as an introvert, download The Calm Effect today.
Well, the first thing that I would say is to sit in the moment and realize how you're feeling. And that might sound kind of cliche or whatnot, but I've noticed that when I'm feeling good, my day is going well, and somebody comes around and they start talking like gossip or small talk about somebody else that's like negative or any of these things, I sit in that moment and I literally can feel a shift. I can feel a shift in the energy in the room. I can feel a shift in the way that I'm feeling. I can feel myself drawing farther and farther away from that conversation because I'm not really into those things. So the first thing is that really assess and be mindful of how you're feeling in different situations. This could be at work or in a business meeting. It could be in your personal life with a significant other or with a friend or an acquaintance or whoever. But in certain situations, like when you begin to feel like you're being dragged down into a conversation that you don't want to have or something that's negative, something that's non-productive, anything like that, sit in the moment when you begin to feel that and recognize that for what it is, right? So now you look at it and say, okay, yeah, this is a conversation I may not want to be a part of. And then from there, you can choose what you do from there, right? I can tell you that at times when I begin to feel that now, I will look to exit the room or I'll look to exit the conversation because the conversation just doesn't serve me, right? So sit in the situation and really assess, why are you feeling like there's this negativity around? And it may be that someone is bringing that into your space and that's why you feel that and you might need to exit, all right? I think another thing that's very important is that we watch the people we're around. We really need to watch the people we're around. And they say that we become like the five people we spend the most time with. So if any of those five people you spend the most time with typically complain a lot, or they're always talking about what's wrong, they're talking about what isn't right, like there's just always something negative in their vernacular, the way that they speak, then naturally, as humans, we typically absorb what's around us, right? I'm not immune to this at all. I mean, I've been in situations in my past, especially where I'd be around certain people and they just had a negative vibe. I mean, just everything was someone else's fault or whatnot, or they would make excuses for certain things. And at times I would find myself doing the same thing. And I'm not completely blaming those people. I mean, whenever I've done those things in my past or I've made excuses for things, you know, that was a choice that I made to do that and to act that way. But at the same time, I'm convinced that being around that energy had a lot to do with me doing it as well. So be mindful of the people you're around. Be mindful of the energy that you're around. It makes a huge difference. I guess the last thing that I'll say when it comes to energy, if you find yourself in a situation where it turns negative, is to do a tactic like what I did with the guy on social media that I mentioned, which is not be combative, but try to flip it and be positive. That's one thing that I think a lot of people don't do. We oftentimes will stoop down to a person's level. They come at us with negative energy, or they come at us in a way that we just don't like. And so we come back at them the exact same way, right? And that's what I could have done. I could have gotten to a back and forth with this guy on social media, and it could have been this whole thing. But there was no reason to do that. I mean, there was just no point. And oftentimes in these situations, there is no reason for us to go back and forth with people. It doesn't serve anyone at all, right? So if somebody is coming at you and they have an energy that you don't like, an energy that just, there's just this dark cloud in the room, you may have the power to completely turn that around. So somebody has a negative tone, or somebody says something negative, or something positive you can say to them. Well, hey, you know what? I know that that's how you feel about this situation. I know that's how you feel about XYZ. But you know, I've been thinking about this, and actually, I view it this way. I actually think the situation is going to be okay because of XYZ, right? You might actually completely change that person's perspective. They might be so used to being negative, and now somebody says something to them that's totally counter to who they typically are, and it opens their eyes, right? Or the person's still going to be negative, and they're still going to complain, and it won't make a difference. Either way, you're allowing your energy to not be affected, right? So that's another thing to do, is when someone comes negative, you choose to come positive. You come from a completely different direction, and you don't allow their energy to flip you or make you be something that you're not, right? So I really hope you enjoyed the conversation. I just wanted to talk a little bit about energy, because I think it is something that we don't think enough about. We just kind of go through life one day to the next, absorbing different people's energies, positive, negative, in between, and all these things are happening around us. And we don't oftentimes just sit and think about what we're being exposed to, whether good or bad, and what that's doing to us on a day-to-day basis. So when you're in situations where you feel like the energy is negative, remember, sometimes you may need to completely exit. You may need to do that. You also need to really watch the people that you are consistently around, especially the five people that you spend the most time with. And then lastly, you want to see if you can flip negative energy into a positive. If somebody is coming at you in a way that it just doesn't feel right, it's just not a good energy, try to flip it completely the other way around. Try to say something positive. Try to change the mood of the room. Try to just completely change the way that everything in that room is happening in that moment. And these are some things that, you know, hopefully you can try and hopefully can help out, because your energy and your peace is extremely important. All right. So with that said, hope everyone enjoyed the episode. And as always, remember, there's only one you, and there's only one life. So make it count. God bless.